The report by the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau compared video prices in 17 Wisconsin municipalities in July of 2007 and then again in July of 2009. Charges for basic service increased about 21% over that time. Charges for expanded basic service went up by about 12%. That's despite a new law that partly deregulated Wisconsin's cable industry to make it easier for AT&T and other companies to offer video service over phone lines. Sun Prairie Democrat Gary Hebel was among those who wanted the audit. He says it shows the industry has not delivered on its promise.
One of the big things they said was that competition was going to bring the rates down. And as a matter of fact, if you look in the communities in this report, if you look in the communities where there is two or more providers, the rates are even going higher.
Auditors did express some caution in the report, saying the data they looked at did not take into account the money a consumer might save by bundling video, internet, and telephone service together. The audit also stressed that a relatively short amount of time had passed since the new cable law had been on the books. Consultant Thad Nation heads the industry group Wired Wisconsin. He was among those who pushed for the new law and says it needs more time to take effect.
This bill just passed less than 2 years ago. It takes time to build infrastructure to the houses and for cable providers to enter into this marketplace.
This issue might be revived at the Capitol. Representative Hebel opposed the cable law a couple years ago, and he's introduced a plan this session to roll back many of the changes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.